The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with Pat Devaney, my husband, Fell Realtor.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm great. Ready to talk?
I'm ready.
All right. And we have a special guest today. We have Tom Cawley, CPA and partner of Cawley, Johnson & Sanders. Good morning.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great.
Good morning, Pat.
Thanks for being here with us, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
We're here every Saturday and Sunday. We're here on Saturdays at 11 a.m., Sundays at 11:30 a.m. We discuss everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, selling real estate for over 40 years. Feel free
during the week to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. View our listings, search the MLS listings by going to jruddy.com. JRUDDY.com, where we also have all of our archive radio shows listed. Okay, good morning, Tom. Tom Cawley, CPA and partner of Cawley, Johnson, and Saunders. We're going to talk about taxes today. All right?
Okay.
I thought we'd start off with the Bush tax cuts, which were extended. Am I correct there?
Yes, several of them were. Some weren't.
Because you're filing, we're all filing for 2012. Now we're getting ready to do our taxes, and we're gearing up. So we want to know what we can do and what we can't do. The Bush tax cuts, many benefited from and many feel are important. So what changed, what didn't, please?
Yes, as you said, we will be filing 2012 tax returns here in the early part of 2013. The Bush tax cuts are what most of the credits and deductions in the current tax filings are referred to as. Of course, they were enacted back when George Bush was president. However, most of those tax cuts and deductions were not permanent in the tax code. They were just temporary. So they have had to have been extended as we go on by Congress. That was part of what was the whole fiscal cliff deal. There was many more parts to that other than just the tax related parts. However, one of the big things was tax rates did not change. The lower income tax rates stayed the same. However, they did add an additional high rate of 39.6%, which will be for individual filers with taxable income over $400,000 and married filing joint with taxable income over $450,000. That is an additional bracket as opposed to 2011. The other thing that did come back in that was phased out or was not in the tax code the last couple of years was the phase out of the itemized deductions and the personal exemptions. We do start to lose those as our income becomes more, and that was repealed for several years, but that was not extended. So those phase outs did come back in. However, the thresholds are a little bit higher than they were initially. The one other big cut that was not extended, and everybody has heard about it and read about it, it's been all over the front page of the newspaper, and the reduction in the Social Security that we have withheld from our paychecks as employees was reduced 2 years ago to 4.2%. That was not extended, so it reverted back to 6.2%. So basically, everybody was losing 2% of their pay. And you know, when you quantify that, if you make $50,000 a year, you would lose $1,000 a year. So it was roughly $20 a week out of your net pay. So that was not extended. It wasn't even addressed, I don't think. Capital gain rates and qualified dividend rates have been something that has gotten a lot of play in the last couple of years,
yes,
primarily because of the wealthy right. who pay very little tax overall because the makeup of the majority of their taxable income is qualified dividends and capital gains. Those have been taxed at a maximum rate of 15% with nothing, a 0% rate if you are in the 10 or 15% tax bracket. However, they did add an additional tax rate for capital gains and qualified dividends, and that went up to 20% for high income individuals. And again, it's the same thresholds as are applicable to the 39.6% tax bracket. $450,000 for married couples, $400,000 for individuals.
Sounds like all of these changes really impact the higher income levels. Am I assuming correctly here?
Correct. And that was what President Obama was pushing very hard for. He did not want to see the taxes go up on the middle class and lower income people in America. And the way that had been reduced over the past couple of years was by deductions and credits that they were afforded. And if they were all removed, then they would have paid more tax. And that comes back to your original question on what was extended and what wasn't. There's a lot of tax cuts and deductions and credits that were, you know, temporarily enacted over the last few years. And a lot of them do not apply to the average taxpayer. However, a couple of the big ones that hit just about everybody, one is the child tax credit. You know, that right. was extended where everybody gets that $1,000 credit for children under 17, as long as your income is below certain thresholds. The marriage penalty, that is still in effect. And that's a little bit technical if you really don't understand the tax brackets and the deductions. But what it boils down to is two single people would get a bigger deduction and a bigger 15% tax bracket than a married couple. So it was a good reason to not get married. Usually people talked in the past about should we get married for tax reasons. That was probably a good reason not to get married. However, everything was doubled. So the standard deduction for a married couple is twice what it is for a single person. The 15% tax bracket is twice for a married couple what it is for a single person. So it removed that penalty for being married. That did get extended. They also extended the higher credit for childcare expense. And another big one that I think impacts a lot of tax returns are the education credits, the American Opportunity Tax Credits. And that is credits that we are given for paying tuition, qualified tuition for higher education. There is limits on that, on income. There's thresholds where they get phased out. However, most middle class families with students in college are getting that $2,500 tax credit, which is a credit right off your income tax. So
that's excellent. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And with us today is Tom Colley, CPA and partner of Colley, Johnson and Sanders. What's your contact information, Tom?
Yeah, my telephone number is area code 570-563-1140. My fax number is 570-563-1489. Again, the name of my company is Colley Johnson and Sanders. We are CPAs. We have a tax preparation, tax and financial accounting and consulting business. We have 9 employees, including myself and the 2 partners. And we are located at 1310 Lackawanna Trail, Clark Summit, PA, which is Route 6 and 11 going through Clark Summit.
Okay. How long have you been doing what you do?
Approximately 25 years.
Yeah.
I've been in the tax business working for CPA. I have been certified for 15 years.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we know personally that you know what you're doing. You do our taxes. So, you know, we feel that you've always done a great job. You're efficient, you're thorough, and you're always on top of everything. And that's why you're here talking to us today about it. So anything on those Bush tax cuts we didn't go over that you want to summarize?
Yeah, a couple other. One is there's the above-the-line deduction for tuition expense if you are phased out due to income restrictions on the credits. That's actually a deduction from your income, so the savings are going to be comparable or commensurate to your tax bracket that you were in. There's also one of the big extenders was for businesses, and that was the area related to depreciation, Section 179, expensing election for capital assets. And they didn't extend the 100% bonus depreciation. However, they did extend the 50%. And that's where if you're a business and you choose to capitalize your business, buy equipment, you can deduct 50% of that right off the top. And then you take the other 50% over a prescribed time period by IRS. And the 179 election allows you to completely write off capital assets in the year that you purchase them, as long as you meet certain income requirements, net income, so on and so forth. Those are a couple areas that were really to stimulate the economy. And I think that's great that it's still there, because there's a great effect on that.
Good. All right. Well, we're headed towards the break. And so before we do, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a large two-family home located at 409 Butler Street in Dunmore for only $85,000. This double has a two-bedroom apartment and a one-bedroom apartment. This is a very nice building with a one-car garage, off-street parking. It also has a newer roof and a newer furnace. It has a nice level fenced-in yard, and the taxes are very reasonable at only $1,450 a year. So if you're looking for a two-family home in Dunmore, give us a call about 409 Butler Street for only $85,000, and that is listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Great. Thank you, Pat. And according to Realtor.com and the LATimes.com, this is great news about real estate, home equity is growing again after 5 years of declines and stagnation. Huge, huge, huge. This is great news. Homeowner's equity is the difference between the market value of his or her home and the amount of mortgage debt it's carrying. If your real estate would sell for $200,000 and you have a mortgage balance of $100,000, your equity is $100,000. Equity is a key measure of wealth, often the largest single item on a family's financial balance sheet. Some of the most impressive gains in values were in areas that suffered the deepest price plunges, such as areas of Phoenix, that's 21.4% higher, and Riverside, San Bernardino metropolitan area, prices were up 13.3%, Las Vegas up 10.6%, Miami up 10%. So this is good news. And what's causing price surges like these in cities that cratered just a few years back is the recognition by buyers, including investors, that prices hit bottom and won't drop any further. But something else has been at work. Virtually all major real estate markets across the country have seen declines in availability of homes. And I know that's the case with the Scranton area, and the MLS data that I have, fewer listings mean more competition for what's available for sale, and that can bring higher prices and multiple offers. And we're seeing that in our area. Like I just mentioned, 2012 ended a lot lower than 2011, December of 2011. Our inventory is just, it's going down. And we finished the year on our solds up 2%, and our pendings were up 4%. So we're looking good, and hopefully this trend will continue. We will return in just a few moments with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No three-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. You're rejoining the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, Fell Realtor, Patrick Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning. And our special guest, Tom Cawley, CPA and partner of Cawley, Johnson & Sanders. Good morning again.
Good morning, Jackie. Good morning,
Before the break, we were discussing the Bush tax cuts, what was extended, what wasn't. And reviewing all that, are there any changes on the horizon that you see coming along that we should know about?
As a matter of fact, there are two significant changes to part of Obamacare, which is a 3.8% surtax on net investment income, again, only for high-income individuals. So if your income is over $250,000 for married couples and over $200,000 for individuals, you will pay a 3% surtax on net investment income. I have not fully read this act. However, I know that interest and dividends and capital gains are included in investment income. There is talk that passive activities may also be included, which will include real estate rental. And that will be a 3.8% surtax that gets added on. And in addition to that, there is a 0.9% additional Medicare tax for individuals that make over $200,000 and married couples over $250,000. And there is a withholding requirement on that for employers once an individual reaches $200,000. So there could be some impact on both of those regarding estimated payment calculations for 2013 and getting your taxes paid in on time.
Okay, Tom, let's talk about real estate and the tax advantages of owning a home rather than renting, please.
Okay. That is often a question posed by taxpayers, especially younger taxpayers who I do work for. They'll want to know if it's better for them to own a home or to rent a home. And it's all about whether you itemize your deductions or take a standard deduction. In the past years, you know, over 20 years ago or so when I was doing tax work, it was pretty much a rule, if you owned a home, you itemized your deductions. That's not really a standard today, primarily because interest rates are as low as they are. The two big deductions that come when you own a home is the interest you pay on your mortgage and the real estate taxes that you pay on your property. Those two numbers will usually put you over the amount of the standard deduction, which is then when you would itemize. I did a little scenario of how that would impact a tax return. If you were a couple living in this area, not in the city of Scranton, because there's a significant difference in local income tax if you live in the city, and you made $100,000, you were married and you had no children, you know, would it benefit you to own a home as opposed to renting? And just very quickly and very simply, if you were a couple, you had $100,000 income, your standard deduction would be $11,900, your exemptions would be $7,600, your taxable income would be $80,500. If you owned a home and you had a mortgage on that home for approximately $160,000 and you paid interest at 4%, and you paid $3,000 of real estate taxes on that home. And in addition, you had $1,500 of charitable contributions. Your itemized deductions would be $15,000. So you would reduce your taxable income by about $3,100, which is in the 25% tax bracket in my example. Therefore, it would save you approximately $800 of taxes. So there is an advantage to owning as opposed to renting.
Right. Well, that money is really mostly flying out a window. You
right,
don't
yeah.
own anything.
At least you're building up some equity when you own a house.
Correct. Same. Okay.
Yes, there is definitely a big impact from the equity side of things. I was looking at it in that example just from a purely a tax standpoint.
Right.
But there's definitely a lot of other reasons that someone would want to own a home as opposed to renting.
Well, sure. Now, Tom, can we have your contact information, please? CPA and partner of Cawley, Johnson & Sanders.
Right. My telephone numbers are 570-563-1140. My fax number is 570-563-1489. My email is tomc@cjspc.com. Again, that's tomc@cjspc.com.
And you've been in this field for about 25 years?
Correct.
All right. Now, you had mentioned the two biggest tax advantages of owning versus renting is the mortgage interest deduction and property taxes. What's going on with mortgage interest deduction? Is that on the chopping block? Because I hear rumblings.
It was, and there was no decision made on that, no movement.
There was nothing in that fiscal cliff deal?
No, not currently. And I don't anticipate that change coming because, again, that would more severely impact lower income people.
Yes.
Because the wealthy generally don't have mortgages on their homes. And mortgage interest, getting back to that, is deductible. And you can also deduct the mortgage interest on a second home. If you have a vacation home or maybe a property at a lake that is not an investment property, but just two residences. There are some limits on mortgage interest deductions. The amount that is mortgaged cannot be more than $1 million. So if you have, and that's not as far reaching as it once was, because again, real estate prices tend to be higher today. So if you had a property here that you bought and a property in Florida, and those properties together were $1.1 million and you had a mortgage on it for $1,050,000, you would lose a little bit of your mortgage interest deduction. Real estate taxes are deductible on all the property that you own, whether it's your home or land. The mortgage interest deduction is limited to your primary residence and a second home. So if you have a piece of land that you purchase and you hold it for the future to build a home on it and you have a mortgage, technically that is not deductible because it is not mortgage interest on your home residence.
But the taxes are deductible?
Yes.
The property taxes are.
Okay. Well, you know, the people that want to preserve the mortgage interest deduction are for the reasons you just said, but the opponents feel that a lot of people don't take advantage of this mortgage interest deduction. It's not used by many. What do you see in your field?
Well, it's used if you have enough. And I alluded to that earlier in our discussion that because the interest rates are as low as they are today, there's a lot of people now that do own homes that do not itemize because their mortgage interest isn't high enough. You know, if they're a little bit older, maybe middle-aged, and they're on the top end of their mortgage, getting to the end of it, and they've maybe refinanced and have a rate at 3.5%, they're not paying a whole lot of mortgage interest. So I don't know. I don't ever see in my field where someone doesn't use it if they have it. However, I am not a proponent of creating mortgage interest just to get the deduction. That would only be smart if you paid less interest on the mortgage and could earn more on the money that you didn't use instead of getting a mortgage. A couple other areas that people are usually confused about is home improvements. That's
yes,
one I
that's
get.
That's a big item.
Yes, I get that asked to me all the time. You know, well, how do I write off the new roof that I put on? Or how do I write off siding and windows? And, you know, I put this or that into my home. Those are not deductible expenditures in the current year. They get added to the cost basis of your home. It's a capital expenditure for you. It's improved an asset that you own. And also, people often ask about closing costs when they purchase a property. The only thing that's deductible from the closing costs are interest, mortgage interest, and real estate taxes. Transfer taxes are not deductible. They get added to the cost basis of the property. The same as your title insurance premium, your attorney's fees, loan origination fees, if they are calculated based on a percentage of the amount of money that you borrowed, that is considered interest. That would be prepaid interest and it is deductible.
What about real estate commissions and fees?
No, real estate commissions, well, you don't pay those when you buy. You only pay them when
you sell.
That would be, again...
Some people do when they buy. They do pay. Not many, but some do pay buyer's agents.
No, they are not deductible. Okay. When you buy, they are added to the cost basis of your property. We'll talk a little bit about the closing costs when you sell when we talk about capital gains.
Okay. All right. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're talking about taxes today with Tom Cawley, CPA and partner of Cawley, Johnson & Sanders. And anything before we close, we're headed towards that time. We just have a few brief moments. You want to recap anything there?
The only other thing to add to our discussion there is home equity interest. You talked about having equity in your home earlier, and that's often an asset that most individuals do have that own a home. The mortgage interest paid on a home equity line of credit or a home equity loan is deductible up to $100,000 of equity indebtedness. So that would be non-acquisition indebtedness. If you borrow the equity in your house to buy a car, or something like that, you would be able to deduct that interest as well, up to $100,000 of indebtedness.
Tom, you know your stuff, and it's very interesting. Could be confusing and complex to your average individual. I appreciate your time here today, and I enjoyed our discussion, and we would love to have you back next week so we can talk more about taxes. Please.
Thank you. I would be happy to come back.
All right. Thanks. Before we close, Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home located at 502 West Gray Street in Old Forge for $110,000. This home is on a nice size lot of 70 by 150, and it has low taxes of only $1,300 a year and plenty of off-street parking. This home has hardwood floors, a cedar closet, ductless air conditioning system, and a natural gas heating system. So if you're looking in Old Forge for a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home, give us a call about 502 West Gray Street for only $110,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
At this time of the year, this is my tip of the day. At this time of the year, when we're showing properties, it's sometimes hard to park our cars. So to the sellers out there, provide convenient parking. It's vital that buyers have a convenient place to park. Not so much me, I don't care. But buyers don't want to walk very far in the cold weather, or they don't want to be forced to climb over a snowbank to get to your house. And it's just awkward if we start off our showing that way. So it's just a little tip, provide convenient parking, please. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.